A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. Scott, thanks for making an appearance tonight. Appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to do that for you, Alex. You know, anytime you need it, just call me up. I'll come in.
Are you free tomorrow? I don't know, around the same time. Why not?
Yeah.
I'm
not doing anything. I'm just sitting home.
I know. You're just sitting home. Hey, it was nice seeing you on the old Zoom call today. And even if it's just a few moments. I know people out there can relate to this, too. You see somebody on a Zoom call, even if it's just a Zoom call, I reach out and touch the screen. I was like, I miss you, Scott. I miss you. So any little thing to get us through, to get through things here. And as we get through the rest of the show, as you always know, if we're getting to this part of the program, it's where we jump in and do our NFL roundup, all things going on in the league, all the way around the shield. Here we go.
Let's do it. KSL's Unrivaled. The Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and the other guy. It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right. Here's the deal. You and I, Scott, we watched, this is why we got on the Zoom call. We virtually watched the game together, the Steelers and Ravens game. That was quite the experience. You could hear the audio of the game through my side of the board. You were like a little bit ahead of me, and so you were like, he catches this for a touchdown. It was very interesting. But I was... Just to start things off here, the NFL they've had a really interesting go here because the Broncos situation on Sunday was basically a punishment levied at the Broncos for not owning up to the mask situation at their facility. And playing this game on a Wednesday mid-morning, the Steelers-Ravens game, this is an undefeated Steelers team, and they've stayed undefeated, and their biggest rival in their division – playing a Wednesday mid-morning game, Scott. And in my mind, I'm going, the NFL was like dying to get this game played. But then you had the NBC wanting to light their Christmas tree tonight, which, don't get me wrong, we love the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center, whatever. But in the end, I just don't know what some of these decisions that the NFL are making.
To do the game on Wednesday, the reason they're doing that is because – it's probably the last. It's the last ditch, the last maximum day, to where you could get ready for the next week. So Pittsburgh and Baltimore now have at least enough time. I mean, if you do a game on Thursday and go, okay, now you're going to play your next game on Sunday.
So will they play on Sunday then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can you? That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, because it's like playing. It's like saying, okay, you have a game on Sunday. And then you're going to play a Thursday night game.
Okay.
It's about this. It's the same.
All
it's
right.
The same recovery time. Are you going to be 100%? Are you going to be at your best effort? No, you're going to be at a disadvantage from a team. You know, because normally when you play that Thursday game, you have 10 days to rest, and so this one, you're not going to have 10 days to rest, and you're going to play again on Sunday, and then you're going to play 7 days later. So the recovery time could have an impact on one of these teams or both of them, you know, going into the final stretch of the season. They could get real tired.
Right. And these are like the two Well, I mean, you've got the the league's MVP from last year, and whatever the disaster they've turned into now in Baltimore, and then you've got this 11-0 Steelers team that, by the way, Jeremy, our producer, said they're not that good. And I think a lot of people, and that's no fault of his, because he's a lost soul and he like still clings to the Texans or whatever in the AFC. But I'm just saying, this is an interesting thing, because a lot of people have that same attitude, Scott. How on earth can we look at an 11-0 team and go, yeah, but they're not that good?
Well, I think the biggest problem with Pittsburgh is not that they're not that good. Is that everyone's like, well, it's Kansas City. I mean, Kansas City, you know, is as far as the AFC goes, is clearly the best team. And so you look at the other teams, you go, Buffalo, they're kind of scary, but we don't really take them serious anymore. And then, of course, New England literally fell off the map. I mean, they right. are not – you know, they're out of it. I mean, they are absolutely gone. And then there's another team that's like Tennessee that's just – they're kind of lurking. You know, they could make a move here in the playoffs. But, you know, it's really Kansas City's league right now. And so whatever Pittsburgh does, it's not gonna work for them. And Pittsburgh's done this before. They've been really good in the regular season, and they get to the playoffs, and they lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars in the first round at home. You know, so – so it's hard for people to take Pittsburgh seriously.
It's weird to not take an 11-0 team seriously. But at the same time, I don't know.
They're winning games.
They are.
And
it wasn't like today's game was that nice of a game either. And it was against a team that doesn't look good either. And these are supposed to be the two class teams of their division. And that's all I'm wondering about.
You have Ben Roethlisberger, okay? Ben Roethlisberger is he's such a savvy veteran guy, and he's healthy. And I don't know that he's been very healthy for years. And he kind of had those issues last year, and took some time off, and so now he really rehabbed, and you can see that he's just in a much better place physically, and I think that's had a huge impact on his game. And so when you have a quarterback that's as savvy and a veteran and won Super Bowls and is healthy, and you've got some people around him and they're pretty balanced and they've got a pretty good defense, that's a really solid team. Because in the NFL, I don't know that there is just this one team that's just got everything. It's like everybody in the whole NFL has flaws.
Yeah, and I wonder too. I mean, like you're looking at where the NFL is versus where we could see them in a couple of weeks, which is if COVID-19 really continues that uptick in the NFL, which we've seen. You could see games not just postpone and push back a couple days, or maybe you're playing with a short list of quarterbacks, but the NFL is really on the verge of having to start canceling games like college football has done. And that is such a non – like the NFL is just like, we are not going to do that. But at some point they might end up having to do that, and that brings me to my next question, Scott. Why is it that the NFL is still not considering the use of a playoff bubble? It worked for the NFL – for the NBA, I don't know exactly know how it would work for the NFL, but certainly looking into it and figuring out a way to keep those playoff games as safe as possible, meaning that that the kickoff is going to be assured to some extent. Why wouldn't they look into something like this?
I don't know the answer to why. I'm just speculating, but I think an NFL game right now at the stadium is actually pretty safe. I don't think it's that the games where these issues happen. You look at the Broncos and these quarterbacks, they're not wearing masks. Now, I think teams that are competing and are on top, they're probably not having the same kind of attitude that the Denver Broncos. You know, the Denver Broncos are out of it. So they're like, what do we care? We don't want to wear it. We don't have to wear a mask. I think the teams that matter and the teams that are in contention are doing everything they possibly can to avoid, you know, this like delay of their games or cancellation or quarantine or whatever. So I think the NFL feels like the people that matter, the people that are making the playoffs, are probably doing the best they can and a reasonable attempts to, you know, to not get sick. Because here's the thing about a regular season schedule in the NFL. You don't have time to like, you can isolate and quarantine yourself pretty easily in the NFL. You go into the facility and you're there early in the morning and you're there all day, and you can even go into the evening and you can just go home. And that's not an uncommon season for anyone. And so if these players will just kind of curtail their nightlife for this football season, and they can go, you know, have all the nightlife they want in February, March, April, May, and June. But right now, I don't know that the NFL has to do it, actually.
All right, we'll take the break here. We'll come back. We got our 2-minute drill to wrap things up next. Stay with us right here. KSL's Unrivaled continues. And we put a nice little bow on the show next. Stay right here on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.